Our study continues in the 20th chapter of Judges. We left off at the last lesson at the 41st verse. We're in the midst of the story of the destruction of the tribe of Benjamin. And the reason for this destruction is that the men who lived in the city of Gibeah, a city of Benjamin, had been so wicked. They had committed fornication. They had wanted to commit sodomy. They had brought about the death of the Levite's concubine, that now the rest of the nation, in righteous indignation, has risen up against them to destroy them. And so they are in the midst of a violent, vicious civil war. Israel has 400,000 soldiers. 40,000 of them are being used to bring supplies. Benjamin has 27,000 soldiers. And the first two attacks that Israel has made upon Benjamin, Benjamin has won. The first time they killed 22,000 men, the second time they killed 18,000 men, so now Israel has lost 40,000 men. And they go back to God and ask God, is it really His will for Him to destroy the Benjaminites? And God tells them, yes, it is. So now they have made the third assault upon the tribe of Benjamin. And the method they used here, the strategy they used, was to approach the city of Gibeah and draw the soldiers out of the city. Then they had those that were called liars in wait, who slipped into the city and set it on fire. And then they had the army surrounded from before and behind. And so those soldiers of Benjamin who were in the field and saw that the city was now on fire realized that they were in very grave danger of losing this battle. So verse 41 says, "And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them." Verse 42, "Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel under the way of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them. Even though they attempted to retreat, they fled for the wilderness, the battle overtook them. The Israelite army caught up with them. And them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them." And so we'll see that it was not only the army of the Benjaminites that was destroyed, but also the inhabitants of the cities of the tribe of Benjamin were destroyed too. Verse 43, "Thus they enclosed the Benjaminites round about, and chased them, and trode them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising." So they made an easy victory, it seems. They made a complete victory. Once they did overwhelm the army, they were able to go right on through then and make a clean, sweeping victory of it. "And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor." So in that particular encounter right there, there was 18,000 of their 27,000 men gone. They were all men of valor. That is, they were the soldiers. They were the ones who had been so able in the beginning to resist the attack of the Israelites. They had been instrumental in slaying 40,000 of the Israelites in the first two attacks. "And they turned and fled toward the wilderness under the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gittim, and slew 2,000 men of them." Now, Gittim was someplace between Gibeah and the rock Rimmon, some village in the tribe of Benjamin. "And there they slew 2,000 men." So there's another 7,000 added to that 18,000, which is 25,000 men. "So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor." So they lost 25,000 men on that one day, a major part of the army. And we can also see how that they had lost very few in the battle up to this, because they only had about 26,000 to 27,000 men in the very beginning. And they had already had two major encounters in which they had been victorious. So they'd lost few men up to now. The forces of evil certainly had been superior in defending their choice to do evil to this point. But now they have lost, and they've lost heavily, 25,000 men, leaving only a few men. And verse 47 explains this. "But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness under the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months." So of all this 26,000 men, only 600 escaped. They fled to this place called the Rock Rimmon. We don't know exactly where it is, someplace in Benjamin. It was bound to be a cliff that was so well secured that they could go there and be protected from the army of the Israelites. And they abode there 4 months. Now this was the remnant. This was all that was left, really, of the tribe of Benjamin by the time the Israelite army gets through. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city, as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities they came to. So they now destroyed the rest of the tribe of Benjamin. The cities, all the other people that lived in this tribe, were put to death by the sword. Now this seems to be a rather severe punishment. And we wonder, as we read this, why Israel was so severe, why they were so absolutely thorough in abolishing all of this tribe of Benjamin. Certainly, they didn't have to treat them like they were a Canaanite nation. They could have adequately punished the sin and still left enough of the tribe to survive. But it seemed that they were, in their anger, in the heat of war, they were setting about to abolish this tribe. It may be that because of the first two encounters that they had been defeated by them, that they then pushed on to a total annihilation of Benjamin when they did get the upper hand. But even though this seems to be very severe on the part of the Israelites, it is not severe on the part of God. God does punish sin. God does not have any countenance with sin. And if we think this punishment of the Benjamites was severe, then we must realize that it's nothing compared to what's going to happen in eternity to those who are unfavorable to God at the time of the judgment day. There will be a punishment then that has been unknown under this time. We're talking about eternal death, not just those who can kill the body, but eternal death, a death of the loss of our souls, a death of the ruination of those in who are arrayed against the forces of right on that occasion. In the book of Hosea, this destruction of the Benjaminites and this sin of the city of Gibeah is used as a symbol of the sin of the whole nation of Israel. Hosea 9, verse 9, "They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore he will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins." Now the whole nation had corrupted themselves, but Hosea is comparing it to the time when Gibeah was so sinful. Again in Hosea 10, verse 9, "O Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood, the battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity did not overtake them." And he's speaking here about the first two encounters. The first time that Israel attacked this tribe of Gibeah, the first two times, they were defeated, so they did not overtake them in the beginning. And that's an illustration of how difficult it is to eradicate sin once it's gotten a hold in the nation. And of course that would symbolically be of sin in the church today. Thus we end the 20th chapter of Judges. In the 21st chapter, the story continues.